come together and began to pray in the unity of the Spirit of God. And I believe this is the purpose where God has called us together to begin to stand in a space of miracles and possibility so that we too can be that voice, that we too can be that stand and tell the world as well as our brethren and sisters to come and follow me, because there is a word from God. You can be encouraged and you can begin to be joined with others that are praying in the light and the same spirit. So again, we want to encourage everyone. So okay, we're going to start up with the lineup. We're going to open up this evening with Prophetess Terry Stenset. Then we're going to have Prophet Joshua Jordan. He'll be number two. Prophetess Carlotta Carcano will be number three. Prophetess Alice Jackson will be number four. Prophetess Joyce Hartley will be number five. Prophet William Richards will be number six. Prophetess Bethany Jordan will be number seven. Prophetess Darlene Gray will be number eight. Prophetess Naomi Cook would be number nine, and Prophetess Pastor Mascarene would be number 10. Is there any other name that are on the call that they did not hear their name? Can you please announce yourself,
Pastor Deborah?
Man? Yes.
Yeah, this is Prophet Michael Ellis. Is it too late to join the lineup?
No, it's not Prophet Michael. Okay, we got Prophet Michael Ellis. So, Prophet Michael, you're going to be number nine. Prophetess Naomi is going to be number 10. And Prophetess Mascarene is going to be number 11. If you forget your where you're positioned, I'll call your name up once or twice. After that, I'll move on. So, prophets, please be attentive and make sure you're speaking loud and clear. And at the end of each prayer, it's amen. That's the indication for the next prophet to go on. Tonight, we're going to ask each person if they can pray no more than 1.5 minutes. We want to stay consistent and stay in integrity with our timing as well. Again, prophets, I thank you so much for coming on the line. We want to also make sure that we are praying for those that are sick, those that are shut in. We want to pray for all of God's people everywhere. So if there's someone that might have asked you to pray, lift them up at this time and begin to call their name out before the Lord, because this is a space where the Holy Ghost is showing up. Amen. So Prophetess Naomi or Prophetess Bethany, let's begin to open up with our prophetic affirmation in the name of the Lord. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Prophetess Bethany, is the line, is it ready?
The recording is in play. You want me to stop and restart?
No, okay, it's fine. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this day, Father. And Father, we thank you and we honor you because this is your day that you have created, Father. And Father, we are privileged to be standing in this day that you have wonderfully and beautifully made. Therefore, Father, we want to declare and decree in the name of Jesus that all things are working together for our good. Father, we want to declare and affirm to you and to your people this day that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and declare in your matchless name that we are the blessed of the Lord. And Father, whatever we put our hands to, it shall prosper and it shall be blessed. Father, we decree favor and wisdom in the lives of your people. Father, we decree and declare that those that are sick, those that are just at ease, that they are the healed of the Lord. They are the whole of the Lord. Father, we decree and affirm that your word will live big on the inside of us. Father, we decree and affirm that you're shifting things around in our favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that you're stirring miracles up in the lives of your people. Father, we declare and affirm that we have no need because all our needs have already been met by you. Father, we thank you and we declare that we stand in a space called victory. We stand in a space called miracle. We stand in a space, we affirm and agree that we stand in this space of possibility. And Father, even as we stand in this space of unity and strength and power, we give your name the praise, your name the honor, because Father God, we thank you and we affirm that you, God, and you alone are perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, the hand of the enemy has already been rebuked, and he is under our feet. We declare it to be so, and it cannot be no other way. Come on, people of God, let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together once again. Thank you for community, Father. Thank you for favor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for unconditional love that you bring to us. And thank you for continued direction, Lord. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for continuing to even strengthen our faith, our perseverance, Lord God, to keep running the race that you have set before us, Father God, because we know your plans for us are for good and not for evil. Your word declares it. Continue to just uphold us, protect us, have your angels all around us and our family and loved ones, Lord God, and help us, Lord, to continue to learn your ways. I remember when Master Prophet taught that a prophet should not only know your word, but know your ways, Father God. So we want to not only know your word, but know your ways, Father. Continue to draw close to you and have that communion with you, Father God. And that's where we receive our strength, Lord, like the 10 wise virgins who kept their oil full, Lord God, that we keep that communication, that communion with you, Father, for the strength we need, Lord God, the insight and direction. And just thank you, Lord, again for answered prayers, even in advance, Father God, for prosperity, for provision, healing, and those open doors, Lord God, that will bring new success for each one of us, Lord God, for whatever it is you have for each one of us ahead, and even concerning the globalization of the prophetic and our part in it, Father God. Mm-hmm. Continue to direct Master Prophet, Lord, and Pastor Deborah and Zoe Ministries, Lord, as you move Zoe Ministries further, Lord, forward, and in globalizing the prophetic, and have your perfect way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Incredible shepherd. Next prophet, Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you for this conference line. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing even in our lives and touching even our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching even Pastor Mary Berrien, Father God, and Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them, Father God, with the divine hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you for touching even the Kelly family, Father God. We ask that you even bring peace to them, Father God, during this time of bereavement for them, Father God. And we thank you for keeping even the Reed family, Father God. We thank you for keeping Bishop Reed, Father God, during this time of bereavement, Father God. We thank you for keeping their family even now, Father God. Father God, we lift up each and every prayer request to you, Father God, and we see it done already, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we speak increase over our lives, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, even now for doing a new thing even in our lives and in our marriages, Father God. I ask that you touch my daughter, J.L. Jordan, Father God, and I ask that you touch my wife, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Father God, in this time, Father God. Continue to strengthen them, Father God, and strengthen their bodies. Father God, I ask that you continue to touch the elderly, Father God, and give them strength, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for their contribution, Father God, to the community, Father God. Father God, restore unto them their youth, Father God, and strengthen this season and in this hour, Father God. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, give you all the glory, give you all the honor, Father God, for it. In your mighty and masterful name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Carlotta. Prophetess Carlotta. Prophetess Alice Jackson.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to all of us, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you for this company of prophets and for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and for their vision, God. And I thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God. And I thank you for even those who are not here tonight. Bless them wherever they might be and whatever they might be doing. Bless them and keep them, Lord. And I thank you for your traveling mercies for me on yesterday, God. And thank you that I was able to get back home safely. And I thank you, God, for your mercy to me and to my family. And I ask you to look upon Joanne Perry, who has lost her sister, and in bereavement, that family. Just please remember them and help them through their time of grieving, God. So many people are leaving this earth, just leaving. And we never know, God, but we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And we know that when we're absent in the body, we're present with you, oh God. And I thank you, just thank you for your mercy, God, because your mercy endures forever, God. I thank you for freedom and love and patience and your long-suffering and for liberty and just for being with us, God. And I just bless your name, Jesus, because you're worthy to be praised. And I thank you for this new day that you have made and allow us to see, God. And I ask you to remember the Kelly family in their time of bereavement. And anyone else who's going through bereavement, God, it's not easy when we lose a loved one or someone in our life. And we're not supposed to hold on to people. We have to let them go, God. But allow us, God, to grieve. And thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love and your grace. I ask you to remember those who are sick and shut in, God. And I ask you to remember me, Lord, and my health. And I thank you, God, for where you're moving me to, God. I just thank you for your increase. And I thank you for your mercy. And bless each and every prophet on the line, God, and bless their families and all those who are listening and in need of prayer. And thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen. I thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Truly, I thank you, God, for truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. I want to give you our honor and praise, oh God. And I want to thank you, oh God, for waking us up to see another day, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for watching over us, oh God, as we sleep through the night, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for your healing grace, your healing power, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. I want to thank you, God, because truly you know what we're in the need of, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for making a path before us, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for making a clear way, oh God. I want to thank you for helping us to pick up our momentum, oh God. And I want to thank you, God, for health and strength, oh God, that you give us to keep moving on, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for that small, still voice, oh God, that comes to us, oh God, in your name, in your way, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for helping all those who don't know you, God, to recognize their sins, oh God, repent and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for leading us in your righteousness, oh God. And I want to thank you, God, for guarding us against those corrupting words and false priorities, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for guarding us from temptation, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for directing our minds towards you and your direction, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for letting us be in your holy will, oh God, for us. And I want to thank you for this high calling that you have given us, oh God. Thank you, God, for continuing to shield and protect us from evil, oh God, and putting your covenant of your blood to cover our families, our children, and even us, oh God. We thank you, God, and give you our honor and praise, oh God. And God, you know what everybody in need of, oh God. And we want to thank you also for helping Master Prophet, giving him the wisdom and knowledge, and helping the leading lady, oh God. Continue to help them, continue to lead them, and we thank you, God. And whoever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, in your precious, mighty, and holy name. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God, even so, Father, your word is clear. In everything, my God, give you thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And we give you thanks, Father, that for this opportunity, this privilege, Father, we can come to you. Lord, in no other name but the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and by your blood and by your Holy Spirit, Father, will guide us and direct us, Father, in the ways, my God, that we should go. We thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge. We thank you for your anointing, Father, that will rest upon our lives. Even, Lord, the lives even of our Bishop, my God, Ebon and John, as you celebrate another birthday today, Father, but celebrating you in his birthday, my God, that we pray for divine and supernatural increase, Father, that you place upon his life, and the anointing, Father, that will saturate and soak like rain and run like mighty water. Even, my God, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you will continue to unctionize, oh, Father, for the word that you have placed within our hands to complete it, Father, with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you for the Jordan family. We thank you for the Barron's family, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you are rejuvenating their spirit, continue in youthfulness, Father, in the name of Jesus, because your word declares, Father, you will renew their youth in old age. And Father, we thank you for the youthfulness. We thank you for your anointing upon their forehead, my God, will continue to shine and cause their face to shine because of your confidence that will shine upon them. Touching everyone, my God, you're still the balm that's in Gilead. And Father, we thank you for you being Jehovah Rapha. To those that need healing, release the healing anointing upon their lives. And we decree, my God, whole, complete, and divine, and perfect, Father. Your perfect will, Lord, establish in the lives of your people. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, your anointing, Father, will rest even on others, Father, other ministries, Father, that you're expanding, my God, the borders, the tents, the shores, my God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your angels, even now on assignment, Father. Your angel protection, Father, from accidents, seen and unseen. We thank you, Father, because your word declares, my God, you are our eternal refuge and our need to everlasting arms. So we thank you for traveling mercies for all those who are traveling. Father, Lord, even better by land, air, or sea, Father, we thank you for your protection, your blood covering, even now, because, Father, we know we are the redeemed of the Lord. And you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom you have redeemed from the hands of the enemy, that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever and ever. We give you glory, praise, and honor for making ways where there seems to be way, because you are our way maker. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany?
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for allowing us the opportunity to lift your name up even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line even now, Father God. Father, what are our steps in your word and in your will, Father God, even now? Father God, lead us, guide us, and protect us, Father God. Thank you for our elders, and we thank you for our children, Father God. We thank you for life even now, Father God. Father God, allow your wisdom to shine through us even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our homes and in our hearts and in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for giving us the wisdom and understanding in all your things that concern you even now, Father God. Father God, in your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us. Thank you, Lord God, for your light that shines within us and uncovering everything that would hinder any breakthrough, that would hinder any flow of your power. God, we ask that you wash us clean, wash us thoroughly, and remove all sin. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that every spirit of bitterness that can take root is removed even now. We thank you, Lord God, that every wound in our spirit is washed and thoroughly cleansed and healed by your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that we fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Neither are we envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off and wither as the green herb, Father God. We trust in you, and we shall do good, that we will dwell in your land and be fed. We delight ourselves in you, O God, and that you give us the desires of our heart. We commit our way unto you, O God, and we trust also in you that you shall bring our desires to pass, which are in line with your desires, which are in line with your divine purpose and will for our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you bring forth our righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Therefore, God, we rest in you and we wait patiently for you, and we fret not ourselves because of him who prospereth in his way. Because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass, we cease from anger, we forsake wrath. We fret not ourselves in any wise to do evil. We thank you, Lord, that evildoers will be cut off because we wait on you, Lord God. We inherit the earth. We thank you, Lord, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us, Lord God. But it's no longer just laid up, God. But we destroy the glass ceiling, God. And the wealth of the wicked is released to us, say Shabakandorobosa, even now. We receive the wealth, Ala Bosheta, for the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, Father God, and you release it to us even now. We thank you for the new homes. We thank you, Lord, for real estate anointing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the fruition and the manifestation of every seed sown. God, we thank you, Lord God, for even our archbishop, Lord God, and the wisdom and the knowledge that you've downloaded into him and that he's passing on to us to groom us and prepare us as we globalize the prophetic. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord, for covering her. We thank you, Lord God, for giving her the wisdom that she's downloading to us, Lord God. And as you just build her up, God, as she's leading us on this call, Lord God, that you're expanding this call, Lord God, even to the next level. We give you the glory that every home, every family that's represented, Lord God, even the very bloodline that's represented on these calls, Lord God, are healed from the fruit to the root, God, delivered and set free. Generational deliverances, God, are flowing on this line even now. We pray for our elders. We pray, Lord God, we stand against dementia and Alzheimer's. We stand against
aged diseases, Lord God. We stand against generational curses of family illnesses, Lord God. We remove it from our bloodline. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you. Amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophet Michael Ellis. Prophet Michael Ellis.
Hello. Can you hear?
Yes, go ahead.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for this time of gathering your prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, even in the earth realm. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, even with his own ministries, Lord God. We thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing things to alignment, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing things the way that you would want them to be, Lord God, after your heart, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for the growing of the prophetic. We thank you for strengthening each and every prophet, Lord God. Lord God, that's coming even to Zone Ministries and those around in the globe, Lord God, of the prophetic. Strengthen, encourage, and motivate them, even through storms of life, even through the hardness, Lord God. Encourage and motivate them. And we pray, Lord God, we thank you for giving us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding, even for the master prophet, even for the globalizing the prophetic, and also in our daily lives, Lord God, even in our daily lives, and imparting to our children and to the next generation and the next generation. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for miracles, the working of miracles that are getting ready to happen, Lord God, even in the prophecology, even before prophecology. And we pray, Lord God, that things will be in divine order, Lord God. Give us all a spirit of divine order. Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are sick in body, Lord God, even those who are part of the prophetic, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, and even those in bereavement, Lord God, touch them, Lord God. Touch the ones that are sick, Lord God, those ones who need, in the time of bereavement, strengthen and encourage and motivate them. Just encourage your heart that it's a part of life, and we all can experience it one way or the other. We have no doubt about that. But Father, just strengthen them in this time and in this season. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. Use us, Lord God, while we're here, even on the earth, in a mighty and miraculous way. We thank you for each and every prophet, Lord God, that's strengthened himself in this time and encouraging in this time and this season. We thank you for success. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for the spirit of boldness. We thank you, Lord God, for encouragement. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed to be a blessing. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you, as I am one of your chosen people. And God, I clothe myself with compassion, clothe myself with wisdom and love and humility, God. Father God, I ask that you break through blue, God. I ask that you cover those that I love and cover those that is on this conference call and loved ones tonight, God. Father God, I ask that you send comfort to the Kelly family and to the Reed family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you thanks, and we give you glory for what you're getting ready to do in advance in the lives of your people, Father God. Father God, everyone that is under the sound of my voice right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. And Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to prevail in the lives of your people, to go before us to make every crooked place straight right now. In the name of Jesus, I call forth Raquel, the archangel, right now to begin to move on the behalf of individuals that are dealing with injustice and where there's no peace, God. In the name of Jesus, violence. God, I command
even Michael the archangel begin to be on assignment for your people right now and begin to prevail and begin to do warfare for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now that you get ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for Prophetess Glory Jean Kelly and her beloved daughters, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Let your divine grace and peace be upon them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the spirit of Jehovah Shalom that is resting upon them and prevailing in their home. And God, I pray for the Reed family. And God, touch that entire family right now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood over them right now. And God, I thank you right now for the spirit of protection in the name of Jesus. Divine protection, divine healing, divine restoration, divine transformation and divine rest, hallelujah, divine lift, God, and divine uncommon favor and release and increase in the lives of your people, Father God. I thank you for our Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and our leading lady Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan and their beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them and their grandchildren. We thank you for, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. We plead the blood of Jesus over her and we ask you for divine strength for her in the name of Jesus, from the crown of head to the sole of feet. And we thank you right now for Mother, Pastor, Prophetess Mary Barron and her beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. Cover them with your blood, Lord, and strengthen her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now for victory and breakthrough for in the lives of your people right now. And I thank you for the lift. And God, even on tomorrow, today, as we go into service today, God, give every minister a high time. Let the Spirit of God begin to prevail. Let there be a Holy Ghost pour down in the midst of the people, God, and bring salvation to the lost, God, in the name of Jesus, and heal every sick person that is diseased. Bring healing and restoration to their body now, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough for your people, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, Jesus.
Amen, and Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every utterance that has been said, Father. Father, your name will be praised and honored even as we move forward on this week. Bless your people everywhere. Bless everyone that's on this call tonight, Father. Let thy will be done as we move forward and navigate on this day, Lord. Let thy will be done. And Father, I pray and I declare that even this week, that it will be a week of decrease. It will be a week of increase. It will be a week where things are just ready to mount up and move forward for the lives of your people. And Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks. Prophetess Naomi, you could take over. But before you take, I just want to encourage those that are on the call. On this week, the Holy Spirit began to declare increase for the next 7 days. Touch it and declare it and watch what God is going to do. God is going to stir some things up and it's going to work because God's hand is already in it, in Jesus' name. I just felt that strong to share with those that are on the call tonight. It's a season of increase, a season of manifestation for the lives of God's people. Amen. All right, Prophet Sam, you can take over. Peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. All right, people of God, just want to say thank you. Just tomorrow we will be at service, having church service at Zoe Ministry, 310 Riverside, 103rd Street. You can come right down, and we have service starting at 9 a.m., which is our Sunday school leadership class with our youth as well as with the adults, and then our 11 a.m. service we have, and our 4 p.m. Also, from the midnight prayer call, all those, if you see the Archbishop, let him know, happy birthday. Today
yes.
Birthday.
Happy
and,
birthday!
And we love, I'm not sure if he's in the background, but listening, but definitely do your faith seed, show your respect, and just saying, you know, we love you and we appreciate it. All right, Pastor Mascarene, do you have any announcements or anything?
Yes, tomorrow at 1265 South Lane Avenue at Shekinah, they will be having service there, and the Company of Prophets will be ministering the word. And I encourage everyone to go out and be a part of that service. It's at 12:30 p.m. and they start and to minister the word of God. And the company of prophetess will be there ministering the word of God and ministering prophetically in the lives of God's people. I encourage you to go out and be a part. And can I tell you, there's going to be a high time. There's a word in the mouth of the company of prophets, and there's transformation and favor in the house of Shekinah. Again, that's 1265 South Lane Avenue there in Jacksonville, Florida, and it's on the west side of Jacksonville, and the service time is at 12:30 p.m. Come out. All is invited. God bless you. Peace and love.
Amen. Amen. All right, all right. Is there any other announcement from any other company or prophet? All right, well, we're going to say good night and God bless, and happy Sunday to you all. Good night.
Good night.